want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone?
Welcome back to episode 7. Woo-hoo. We're calling this one 2024 Unhinged and Thriving or Trying.
Yes, baby.
My name's Liz.
I am Jessica.
I'm Val.
And today's episode, you guys already know our shit show dumpster fire lives and our advice that we give you guys or try to, but you know, welcome back for more.
I just want to preface also by saying that this episode, I am currently drinking a quarter coffee and three quarters Kahlua. So Ooh. Here we go.
I didn't even know you put Kahlua in there.
I went downstairs. She's like, we have Bailey's. I went into the
Bailey's and Kahlua. Kahlua and Bailey's are two different things.
You said Bailey's. Bailey's
from a shoe.
She said Bailey's.
Didn't I say Bailey's? I said Bailey's. It you was said, Kahlua.
That's fine. That's it's perfect because yeah. I was literally searching through the fridge and I was like, bitch, I see Bailey's zero place in this fridge.
But Kahlua's all over it.
But I did see Kahlua. So I said, don't mind if I do. So I literally drank like a quarter or three quarters of the coffee. So I had about up to the first line in a Starbucks grande cup. And then I filled the rest with Kahlua.
Mm.
So we're feeling
happy.
We're feeling good.
Are you feeling it?
Baby. Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah, I haven't really drank in quite a while.
Yeah. Neither have I, but we drank last night a little bit for New Year's. And
yeah, but I don't, I feel like that we sipped.
No, I mean, I had
did you have more?
Glasses. Oh, I made a second one. I didn't feel a fucking thing. I was quite disappointed, actually. I didn't even feel a slight buzz. No.
From what? The Kahlua?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She did, however, make like an orange Julius.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, with what?
Whipped vodka and then like the whipped cream vodka, and then I did orange soda. It tastes exactly
like a creamsicle.
Identical.
Stop it right yeah. now.
Yeah. Shut it was up and take it my was money. Delish.
Shut up and take my money.
Just give it to me.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, so we're gonna go over
yeah
we're gonna go over the past year,
mm-hmm.
everything we kind of went through, and just show how we are thriving in the sense, but barely, but we're still thriving.
2024 I mean, we're here. Was a fucking year, bitches.
Yeah, it was.
We hate even years. Mm.
Yeah, that is, I feel like that's always been a precursor. I like cry for excitement when I'm like leaving an even year. I'm like, yeah, finally going into an odd year. And then when it becomes an odd year and the end of the odd year, I'm like, no, it's coming up to an even year. It sucks.
I feel like odd years have always been, until like the past, I would say 5 years. So 2022 was fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
2024 was, I mean,
shit.
It was shit.
She's like, how do I say this?
Yeah.
It was there.
I mean, there was a lot of good memories, but 2024 also too. But I used to be like an odd year that was bad type.
Really?
Girl, that's what, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Odd years were bad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, see, well, at least for me, and that's just for me in my life, I noticed that it was always even years were shit, odd years were always good. Now, I did have two kids in even years, but both of them I postpartum hemorrhaged after. That's and almost right. died both times. I know they were both born even years, but on my odd year daughter, I did not. So I don't know. I kind of like, yeah. So I guess that's just superstitions. So I mean, as I said before, it is January 1st as of right now as we're recording this episode, even though it's not going to come out for 2 weeks.
It's true. Happy fucking New Year's, bitches.
Happy fucking New Year's. Mm-hmm. But
half the year you deserve.
Yeah. Half the year you deserve. But I will say that we were like, okay, we're done with the bad luck. So me and Liz literally spent, I want to say almost an hour searching up different like superstitions of good luck superstitions.
Yeah, I saw you bitches' stories.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we were counting grapes sitting under a dining room table. And I thought we just did it like after midnight hits, like woohoo. And then we get her to the table and have to eat them before like the 5 minutes is up, like before it hits 12:05, right? And she's like, no, you're supposed to be under the table for. I'm like, oh, so the kids are all looking at me like, what? And then my oldest daughter's friend was here and I was like, get under the table. And she's like, you know, she goes, I've been with you guys long enough that I don't even question when you guys tell me to do something anymore. Let's go to the table.
She's like, I just do it.
Yeah.
So explain this grape thing, because I don't even know what you're talking about. So I thought you guys were in an attic. And I was like, yep. What the fuck?
Yep. What attic?
What attic are we going in here?
Right. That's why I was confused. I really did not know genuinely where the fuck you were.
Yeah, no. No, we got under the...
It's those darn farmhouse tables.
Yeah. It just looks that way because it's all old wood looking. But yeah, no, we all got our head under the table. And I guess you're, I don't know why under the table.
Eight of us under that table.
Yeah. But you're supposed to eat 12 grapes at midnight. If it's green, it's for money. And if it's red or the, yeah, like purple, the red grapes, or purple, whatever color it's supposed to be. That's for romance. So we all ate
green
grapes because
fuck love.
Yeah, we need money.
This is fuck true.
Love, get money, bitches. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
Fuck, bitches. Get money.
So with that being said, here we are trying to, and it was like, I felt like we were on an episode of Squid Games. Like someone was going to die if they didn't finish their first or the last fucking grape. So here we are, like literally, like I'm too deep at a time. Yeah,
like a fucking chipmunk.
Chewing our asses off, like it was. And then
I
got like,
because I was laying down because there was no room for all of us, so I just laid down. I was like, as long as my head's under the table, I guess I'm gonna fucking take it. So the grapes are hitting the back of my throat, like, you know when you're, well,
that's a whole new meaning of tea bag, baby.
Seriously, it was a G bag.
I just laid on my back and I took it.
It's not like I've never heard that before, but let me tell you, when I got up, I got that weird feeling in the back of my throat, like, you know, like the little scratch.
I don't
because I chewed and swallowed.
Good girl.
Spitters and quitters.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, so okay, you have to eat these 12 grapes before midnight?
Within the first five minutes
of midnight. So once it hits midnight,
so it's literally Squid Games.
Yeah, you literally got to chuck this in your mouth in the last one, you know. I don't know.
Okay,
so we all ate it real quick. We're all done. We finished them bitches in like two and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, and they weren't like baby grapes. They were like Sam's Club grapes.
They were fucking boulders.
And I'm like, Jesus, as they were trying to chew. It was funny. And you know, Eric's got a small ass mouth, so he's like, I'm trying.
He was the last one done.
He was, but you know, it was quite funny to watch him do it because even when he eats like food, he's always the last one to finish eating. And he takes the tiniest fucking bites, and I'm like, he's got a little mouse mouth. Eat.
Like a little hamster.
He goes, I'm sorry, I have a little mouth. I was like, no, you don't.
Like,
open it up to me.
That's a loaded thing.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, I was laying in bed at midnight, and all of a sudden, I hear all the
fireworks.
All the fireworks going off, and Brian's laying next to me, and I'm crying. He's consoling me because I knew that he was leaving this morning. So it reached midnight and all of a sudden I hear the thing and then I tapped him and I was like, Happy New Year. He's like, Happy New Year. And then he... Like, so meanwhile, I'm sitting there and I turn on the fucking TV and I'm watching Beekeeper just... like, just crying. That was my New Year's. Just a whiny little fucking bitch.
Aren't we all though? I mean, yeah. Fuck, man.
But he went home today. So,
I think our users, what? Yeah. Our listeners? That's probably our a better users. Word. Not our users. Yeah.
No. No.
You're not users, guys.
No, you're not.
Our listeners are probably getting whiplash because the last thing they heard, you guys broke up. Now all of a sudden he's back at your house.
In your bed.
Yeah, in my bed at the end of 2024 to go out literally.
With a bang.
Well, we tried. And then I stopped midway. And then I said, you know what? Can I have a minute? And then I literally started bawling.
Well, that's an emotional thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we didn't even finish sex. And I was real
so
mad
you
about
ended
it,
it crying in bed with your ex, not ex, versus maybe could be ex, and then you had blue balls.
I didn't have, Oh, and so I went to the sex store earlier on in the day, and I got one of those female, like they have the female enhancement pills, and I got him like a male enhancement pill, and then I got a whole new fucking outfit, bitch. This outfit was cute. It was fucking cute, okay? So then when I was, like, done crying, like, being a little fucking bitch for, like, 3 hours, and the whole time I was like, I'm sorry I ruined it. And he's like, you have nothing to be sorry about. You are literally, you're completely heard, you're understood, and you're validated. You have nothing to be sorry about.
We love a man like that.
Love it, right? So then I went to go take off my robe to change into pajamas. He's like, damn, that's what you were wearing underneath? And I was like, don't even try. Because I had him blindfolded and tied up.
Oh.
While we were starting.
Damn. And you're like, I need a minute. Is he's blindfolded like, tied
legit.
Up?
Legit. And the worst part is I left that man blindfolded and tied up when I said I needed a minute and walked out.
As like he's just laying there going, doo, doo, doo.
All right. So he had to figure out how to untie himself. So, and he did. Yeah. Don't
Poor
sit.
Thing.
I know.
Whoa. I'm like, my mouth's on the ground over here. Like, you just left him tied
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I did. I was so fucking emotional. I couldn't handle it. I haven't literally cried like that since we broke up. Like bad. So anyway, happy 2024. Whiplash. I don't know what the word. We're just
We're doing.
We're doing life, and honestly, like, we're not together. We're not together, but we both still love each other. But we're not together. It's just, we're not compatible. It's not working.
I feel that.
It's not working, but we still love each other. So here it is. So if you want to fucking judge me, all the people at work that I already told, if you want to judge me, judge me. It is what it fucking is at this point. Yeah. It is what it is. And at the end of the day, like, what makes me happy is what makes me happy. It is my fucking life, and it makes me happy. Then I'm going to do it. And if it makes me sad, then I will work around it.
Put your opinions in file 13.
2025.
Fuck all the way off.
All the way off. Anyway. So there's that. What else do we got? That was my New Year's Eve.
That was what about, so we got the whole year.
Yeah. We have the whole motherfucking year. So let's start from the beginning. Where did we go?
Well, I'm not going first this time, so.
What did we do?
Okay, you know what? I started off January 2024 in a semi-lesbian relationship.
Here we go. Started out. How did it end?
Badly.
Okay. What happened?
She was a fucking alcoholic and a drug addict and was very content working her bum-ass job, living her bum-ass life. I can't I have a fucking lisp over here. But you know what I learned? I don't fucking like women. I like them as friends.
I mean, fair. Very emotional creatures.
Yeah. And when very manipulative. Two emotional creatures together, it's not a good combination. She was supposed to be the man out of the two of us. Like, she was supposed to be the masculine one. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the fucking beast out of Beauty and the Beast compared to her. And I was just like, fuck, man. Like, like, I felt
what
like I
was, a way to describe yourself. I mean, I felt like the beast. The
beast. Shit. If anybody knows me, I'm gonna say it. Shit. There's no fucking hiding it. Or my face will. So. But, yeah.
Your face won't hide shit.
Yeah, it sure doesn't.
I was just gonna say it doesn't.
Yeah, okay. No. Your face does not hide shit.
No, I don't really care if it does, but that's just me.
No, that's a good thing. It's fine.
But yeah, so there was that, because she was,
what do we want to talk about the story? And like, you're leaving our listeners fucking,
so basically her and I had dated back last in 2023 for a little bit, and then she basically started telling everybody that her ex used to abuse her, both of her exes used to abuse her, and they were toxic, and they were this, they were that. We got an apartment together. She was drinking a fucking lot. Like, coming home basically was, like, seeping out of her pores. And I got off of work one day, surprised her, because I came home, and she had her ex-girlfriend at her house that I did not like.
Why don't I remember this story?
I don't know. I called Jessica, though.
Because the cops are about to be called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do remember this story. Listen, just kidding. Yes, I do.
I lost.
Yes, I do.
My fucking ever-loving
shit. Well, yeah. You're fucking coming home to surprise her, and all of a sudden, surprise, bitch.
And
she, didn't her ex not live here or something?
She did.
The one ex did.
The
other one did not.
Okay.
And she basically started saying, like, I'm not getting out. This is my fucking house, too. And I was like, okay, bitch. Watch this. And I made her leave. And then she was like, I'm going to call the cops. And I kept telling her little fucking psycho, whatever the fuck she was, to get the fuck out of my house. Because she didn't need to be there. But long story short, I'm a dumbass and I like to give people 18,224 chances.
2011
times. 2011
times.
And I let her back in my life, in my son's life, around January of last year. And she said she had quit drinking, said she had cut back on smoking and doing all this other shit. She didn't. I found 10 of the double shooters of fucking, what is it called? Fireball in her backpack. After she told me she'd already stopped drinking.
Also, red flag. If someone carries around a backpack, red flag.
Yeah.
That's just either you're fucking. It was rough. Yeah. Who carries around a backpack?
I mean, I do to work.
I mean, that's different. Is it?
I mean, like, at this point, is it?
I mean, I guess not. Whatever. In my mind, I'm like, that's already a fucking red flag. Do it because you have shit to bring to work, but she just is a fucking shit.
She was doing it for a different reason. She was doing it to carry around alcohol and weed and everything else.
Yeah. And I don't even know if she was on any other drugs, honestly. All I ever smelled was weed, cigarettes, vapes, and alcohol.
Literally. That's disgusting. That's a gross combination.
Yeah.
The alcohol and cigarettes alone, dude.
Yeah, as an asthmatic, I hate fucking smokers.
Yeah, I don't
vapors, I don't mind you, but like smokers, like... Pff.
Yeah, I don't... I know. It is gross.
No offense to anybody out there that smokes, but you know.
You just can't handle it because you end up in the hospital.
I do. So, I do.
It's true.
Call me Wheezy F Baby. So that was my January, February, March.
All the way till what, May or June?
Yeah.
That was pretty much my life. I had no idea that you were back with her. Like,
yeah, I didn't let anybody know. Yeah,
nobody.
Because if I'm giving you a second chance, I'm going to make sure I'm being smart before I go and tell everybody.
Yeah. Not me.
No, you still hide it. You still hide shit.
Like what? For like what? A day until it fucking eats me up and I'm like, do you want the best friend answer or the truth?
Well, okay, but pause. If I wouldn't have called you, you would have not called me.
Mm-mm. My guilt was already starting to set in because after I got coffee, I was planning on calling you anyway.
Were you really?
I swear to God. My guilt was setting in. And I said that before I left the house and I was like, I have to call Jess. I can't. I haven't.
Well, because I was sitting on the stairs last night going, where's Valerie? What's she doing tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, she's like ghosting me right now. I haven't heard from her.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got phone, I go, well, that explains it.
Yeah. And it was bothering me because I was like, I haven't gone this long. And I said, and it's New Year's Eve. She's going to wonder where I am. And I can't not talk to my best friend. He's like, I don't know why you haven't called her anyway. And I said, yeah, but there's a lot of guilt that comes in it. So I try to hide.
Well.
So, which is dumb because why?
You know? Expectation versus reality. What'd you expect me to say or do? Did you expect me to be upset?
No.
Then why would you feel guilty?
Shame on my part.
But why?
The Brian and Valerie saga. Part 73.
Haven't we all had sagas, though?
Yeah, no, I get it. I 100% get it. But, like, since I've met this man in 2022, it's just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Blah, 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 blah. Like, when I really feel strong about something, I'm like, I don't want to be with him. I don't want to talk to him. And then I'm like... but I'm anxious not talking to you like a little fucking child.
But you don't think we don't know that about you?
I understand that. But it's embarrassing. Maybe it's a part of me that I don't appreciate.
Right.
Maybe that's something that I don't like about myself. I actually don't like that about myself, but that was a part of the conversation last night. I was like, I feel like sometimes I'm too good. I was like, I need to turn into an asshole. And he literally looks at me like dead ass. Okay. Because at first he was like squinching his eyebrows. Like definitely like, what can I do to make you unsad? Because I was like, for 2 hours straight, hardcore crying, like not breathing, crying. I was so sad, dude. Like, and I think, so when we broke up, it was like fucking volatile, mm-hmm. right? For like that first week.
Which just brings out anger.
Yeah. And I was just angry. And I was like, fuck this. You know what I mean? But usually that's because someone's hurt. And this time he got, like, him leaving was almost like a second breakup. Even though it's weird because I know we're not together. That's what it felt like. So knowing that he was leaving for Virginia this morning and me saying all the things last night, but not in an angry state of mind. This time it was like a loving state of mind. And I did throw a little stuff in there and he's like, there's no need for that. And I was like, you're right, I'm sorry. Like, but no, I swear to God, when I said, I was like, I just need to be an asshole, he like unscrunched his eyebrows, he fucking lifted himself up like a little fucking little prairie dog, like looking at me, and he's like, say what? And he's like, that you can't do that. He's like, that's just not in you, that's not your personality, you can't be an asshole. He goes, you can say some things. We all can say some things. He goes, but you're literally such a good-hearted person. He goes, you're eventually going to come back and go, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. I was just angry. And I was like, you're right. You're right. So, you know, I just don't like that I have such strong emotions either this end or this end.
Same.
You know what I mean? Right. So there's no middle ground with me. It's either all or nothing. And I don't know how to do middle.
Right.
I can't not talk to him.
There's no gray area.
There's no gray area. Like, I can't not talk to him. Because that gives me more anxiety than talking to him.
So, okay. So, why don't you talk about the first part of your year?
Okay.
And then kind of ended up, like...
Like, where we're, what that would explain this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, him and I got together. And it was probably... We were only together for, like, the last half of 2023. So January 2024, we were in like a fresh relationship, like the honeymoon phase. Okay. Everything was fucking great. February, we go up to Virginia. I meet his grandparents. That's who raised him. And then we spent time with his son up there, and he was showing me around like his whole hometown. Like I got to see everything, and it was amazing. So he's like, this is my old high school. This is where I used to work. And he's just bringing me to like everyone. So I'm like literally being a part of his world. That's all I wanted. And it was fucking amazing to see how happy he was. And I knew that he would eventually end up there, just how much I've seen his anxiety completely wiped away as soon as he got there. And he was just happy. Like I literally saw him genuinely smile up on that trip. And I was like, this is fucking great. So then we still date, whatever. We go back up to, or we come back. Oh, and during this time, I was going through a lot at work. There was a lot of work drama that I was going through. And it was complete fucking hell for me. I went into a really deep depression just straight from work and all the bullshit going on there, which has since resolved, and I am so much more happy. So I moved to a different area of the hospital. I'm still a part of my unit, but just a different area that I'm focused on. And that was the best decision for me. And so I was going through all that, and we took another trip to Virginia to go watch his son get on the bus. And that was really funny because we drove all the way up there to watch him get on the bus. And we're waiting for the bus for almost like an hour and a half. And we're like, dude, the bus is not coming. The bus missed him.
Oh, it missed him altogether.
Yeah. The bus missed him because they were tracking like the bus driver because they have an app now. Did you know that? That's fucking cool, right? So they were tracking it and they're like, dude, like, what the hell? So it ended up missing him. So we got to spend an extra 45 minutes with him, which was really cool. But his mom ended up bringing him to school anyway. And then that morning we literally, as soon as she dropped him off or picked him, oh my God, as soon as she put him in the car to bring him to school, we then left back down for Florida. So we literally just went up there to see him get on the bus. So then we came back. And then in between then he had two different jobs. He lost his job. So we were dealing with, you know, one income and the stress of that. And then he got another job and then lost that job. And then it's back all on me. So there was a lot of stress that came into our relationship, a lot, and a lot of resentment because I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, and mind you, like he lost his vehicle was no longer working. We had no money to fix it. So he's just depending on my vehicle. And it was fucking tough until finally I was like, you know what? Like, just why don't you get a job with me at the hospital doing something 100% out of his wheelhouse. So he gets a job with me at the hospital, and, you know, it's just, there was a lot of different things in our relationship that broke us up in the end, really. So then, it's 3 weeks into him working at the hospital with me. He comes in to go get the keys to the car, and he was just going to sit in the car. And I was like, well, you can hang out with me for like a half hour. I'm off in a half an hour. He's like, I just think that I want to go be alone. And I was like, and I literally looked at him, I turned around and I said, are we fucking done? And he's like, we'll talk when you get out. And immediately I fucking knew. Okay. So I text my manager and I was like, girl, I family emergency. I got to go home. And she's like, all right, I'm here if you need anything. So I go out and we're still in the parking lot. And, he looks at me and he's like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. And I was like, oh, cool. And then, immediately I called Jessica. And he's right there. And I'm almost like, he just fucking broke up with me. And she's like, dude, what? Like, out of nowhere. So then I panicked like I always do. And I was like, I need to run. I need to go somewhere. So then I went to Massachusetts and I went up to be with my sister, which, bless her heart, she really did try to be there. You know, she really did try to be there for me. She bought me the plane ticket. I get up there. She was like showering me with love. I hung out with my cousin, got some really good advice from them. And then a couple days later, I came back home and he was still at the apartment because while I was up there the day before I came back home, he was like, you know, what are we going to do about the apartment? And I was like, you know what? Why don't you just take the second bedroom? I'll take my bedroom. We'll split the rent. We'll split everything in half. We'll just coexist until the end of July when our lease is over. And he's like, all right. So then when I get back home, he was there, and Jessica and Eric and their daughter, their youngest daughter, came to pick me up from the airport. And then she had brought me back to the apartment. I get it to the apartment. He's there with his son, his other son. And I was like, you know what? I have to bring Marty to the vet and I have to go vote. And I was like, did you just want to go with for the ride? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So we get in the car. I turn on the car. And because my car was there, he was using my car while I was up in Massachusetts, his phone automatically connected to the radio. So Apple came up, like the Apple CarPlay came up. And I thought it was mine at first because I'm like, why would his automatically be connected? It's my fucking car. Wasn't thinking. So I went in there to go call Jessica and let her know like what the plan was. And I clicked on text messages because I was going to write you a text message. And I see a girl's name. And I was like, what the fuck? Now, when we were together, he wasn't talking to anyone. He wasn't saying a fucking thing. So I freaked out. Hindsight, it wasn't anything that I thought it was. And we won't go into how I know that, but it wasn't anything that I thought it was. And so I freaked out and he got all of his stuff out and then he went to go stay with his ex baby mama. She's a bitch and I hope you're fucking listening. I cannot stand you. Ooh, she sent him a text message. We'll get to that in a minute. So anyway, I really don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
There's a lot of tabs going off right now.
Yeah, 87 of them. So anyway, so then ex-baby mama's like, yeah, you can stay here. All the shit that she fucking talks about him. So he stayed there and then she was like, you know what? You got to get out. You why don't you just move back to Virginia? Why don't you just do that? Like pushing him out. Now to come out, find out why. She had a boyfriend. And she didn't want him staying there in the meantime. So she was pushing him out. And they didn't even legally sign the paper for him to be outside the 50-mile radius. So there's that. Really upset about that. He should have done that before he left. But anyway, so then he goes back to Virginia. We stop talking for like a few weeks. And then we start talking again. And then we end up getting back together for like a whole 2 weeks. And then...
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then... realize that it's just not going to work out because we love each other, but we have to let each other go in love in that aspect, right? It's not going to work. So, we split up, but we still talk every fucking day. And then fast forward, he comes down, for New Year's and surprises me and to see me and his son. So then he gets his son. And he texts her that like, or no, he calls her and she's like, where are you staying? This is ex-baby mama now. She's like, where are you staying? And he's like, with Val. And she goes, for fucking why? So then, you know, he's responding and going, because we're adults and we can talk things through, and just kind of leaves it at that. Right. So then he leaves. He was going to pick up his son and spend the day away from the apartment because that's where I was at. And I'm crying and he's just hugging me. He's like, I know. And then he's like, you know what? And then he takes out his phone and then he Zelles me $150. And he goes, go do retail therapy. Go do something for yourself. Like, get your mind off of it. And I was like, all right. So I leave. I go to Ross. I'm still a sad bitch. I'm crying in fucking Ross. And I was like, this isn't working. So then I left and I went back home. And then he texts me like an hour later. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just sitting on the couch watching 90 Day Fiancé Last Resort. And he's like, did you not go shopping? And I was like, I did for like a half hour. And I was a sad bitch. And I came back home and he's like, oh my God. And he's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I know you wanted to see him. And I did. So then like probably an hour and a half, 2 hours later, he texts me a screenshot. And she ended up asking if his son wanted to spend the night. And I was like, yeah. So then I was really excited, but she's like, is Val gonna be able to keep her shit under control? And he writes back and he pretty much sticks up for me going, that was once I mean, she, tensions were high, emotions were high. She has every right to feel that way, pretty much. And then I didn't hear anything about like what the end was. But I did find out that she texted him and she's like, well, I deserve a fucking apology.
What?
Exactly. For what? Thank you. Thank you.
Like, last time I checked, she wasn't in the fucking relationship.
Yeah.
And then she tried to insert herself.
But. Yeah. 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 She's like, well, I deserve a fucking apology. Mm. There is no reason that she needs to, you know, be
emotional. I'm sorry you're a piece of shit. Yeah. I mean, like, at this point.
There's no reason that she need to yell and be like that in front of our kid and da-da-da. And he goes,
because she hasn't done worse.
And he said that. And he said, you have done worse. Like,
she yeah, has, even with her last ex before she got with this new boy toy.
Oh, and they, hold on.
They already broke up. Anyways, all I was going to say is the fact that in that, what did you guys not have to go pick up his son because they were literally screaming so bad they thought the cops were going to get called?
We right. left work at 9 o'clock in the fucking morning because shit was popping off at her house with her and her ex. And she has no room to talk. So this is the kind of shit that I've been dealing with all fucking year with this woman. Okay. And that is the only part, not only part, that is one of the parts that I'm thankful that I'm not in that, because she is absolutely fucking volatile. Yeah. 100% volatile, manipulative, narcissistic, gaslit. She's a bitch. She really is a bitch. So she'll do anything that she can to try to control the situation. And before he left to go pick up his son, I was really upset because I was like, you know what bothers me the most? And I wasn't angry at him. Like, I was not, this was not directed towards him. And he knew that. I said, but it just bothers me that she wants to sit there and try to control any aspect of your life. And the only time that she likes to control it is things that she knows it's going to fucking hit you below the belt.
Yeah.
And me not seeing him and us not hanging out together, because he loved that. He loved hanging out with me and his son together. You know, that's what we did. And he's like, I know. So anyway, bottom line, we ended up getting him overnight and it was amazing. So then I woke up, I made biscuits.
And you make waffles?
No, I made biscuits. And then we ended up going to the arcade. And he gets a text message because he was supposed to drop him off around whatever time it was. And then she texted him and she's like, you can keep me for however long you want. And he's like, okay, cool, I will. But what's wrong? And she was like, he's not going to Sean's house, which is her new boyfriend that he said before he left, the one that she was like, you need to go up to Virginia.
Yep.
That one. The one that he said, okay, if you can respect me, this is a new relationship. Please don't bring my son around any new men unless you know it's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's definitely for sure. He's an amazing guy, blah, 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 whatever the fuck she says. And still continued to bring him around her new boyfriend. And when I was actually sitting on the couch with him, he's like, I get to go spend the night at my bonus dad's house.
Like, bonus dad, yeah. Already?
Uh-huh.
It's been, what, a month?
And a half, maybe?
Two months? He's already calling him the bonus dad?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's her doing.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, because she made him call Brandon dad.
Ew.
Yeah, like he was calling Brandon.
That's fucking
and disgusting. Would refer, and every time that we're on the phone, he's like, is Brandon there? And she's like, yeah, I'll put your dad on the phone. Like, she pushes the she does it, okay?
And it's baby mamas like that make good baby mamas look like shit.
Absolutely. Right.
Boy.
Right.
We could have a whole conversation on that. That's right. Another subject for another fucking day. For
fucking real. So anyway, come to find out, she's like, yeah, he won't be going over there or seeing him ever again. And then, you know, Brian he was livid. He was pissed because he's like, you know what? I told her I didn't want him to be around any new people because of this reason and this reason alone.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are you going to bring around? So,
I mean, and that's a fair question as a father.
Yeah.
That is 100% a fair question.
But anything that he does is bullshit.
Right.
Anything that he does is, right. Oh God. Anyway, I'm happy that that's not.
At least that part of 2024 is over for you.
It is. It is. So here we are in 2025. He's back in Virginia and I'm here. And I literally told him last night, I said, I love you, but I'm so thankful that you're not here because being around here would be really hard.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that he's back in Virginia. He's thriving. He's got a good job. He now has a vehicle. He's got a truck.
he's making really good money. And that's honestly, he needed to be up there. Yeah. It just took one move. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to tell everyone that. They're like, why'd he go? And da 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 da. He left and did it. No, he didn't escape from anything. He went up there to live and better his life. So good for him.
Yeah.
Happy 2024. And I'm proud of him. Honestly, like, through all of it, we still have love for each other.
Absolutely.
And that's it. And that's where we are. So we're just, we're being the best friends anyone can ever have.
What a year.
What a year. So that was it in a nutshell. A lot of emotions, a lot of bullshit, but a lot of overcoming it and growing from it and
learning from it.
Absolutely. So that was my 2024, bitches.
Bitches. Mm-hmm.
Happy 2025. Go ahead.
Happy 2025 for sure. Well, let's see. So my year started, what, January? We were living in a different home. We were in a smaller house. Eric actually had lost his job right before Christmas. So we started the year off rough. It was a very rough start to the year because we went from, okay, we have everything covered to all of a sudden, how the hell are we going to cover our bills? And so, and I had just lost my job because I shouldn't say lost my job. I quit my job because I wanted to get out of the company I was working for because they were just a shit ass company with a shit ass manager. So I had just,
amen.
Yeah. And he was like, you know what? Like, I remember right beforehand in December, beginning of December, he was like, listen, he's like, I am making way more than enough for the both of us. He goes, you have literally been working. Just, you're fine. Just take off. He's like, I'm okay with you just being a home, like stay home mom if you want. Like, whatever you want to do, I support it. You want to go back to school, go back to school. You want to do this, you want to do that, whatever it is, you figure it out, you do that, and we'll be good. And I was like, yeah, cool. Okay. I mean, it's scary, but I mean, I'll think about it. And then I ended up doing it. And then we got his truck. And it was like 2 days after he got his truck, the company called and said that they were laying off everybody because they were without any work because he does line work, which is a very common thing, unfortunately, in line work. But it's just shitty the quality of time it happened because it was there like a week before Christmas. And you know how I am. I procrastinate like a motherfucker. So I don't shop before Christmas. Right. Nothing, you know what I mean? Like, right. Until literally like 2 days before, I'm like, OK, it's down to the wire. Shit. It's time to go shop. So that's how like we went into it because it was like his last paycheck was to pay bills. So I'm like, well, fuck, how are we going to figure out Christmas? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And unfortunately, in line work, they take off from like Christmas Eve until after the New Year's, kind of like almost like a school does. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing in line work and they give the guys the time off, right? For the most of them. Unless
that's like amazing, though.
Small distribution, but he does transmission. So it was a little bit different. And so when they let him off, he couldn't find a job right away. So every company was like, oh, just call back at the beginning of the year. We'll figure it out. Da 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 da. Well, this is a week before Christmas. We can't go that many weeks without when he's the sole provider at this point. Mm-hmm. And so we went into the year very weak feeling of going, fuck, this is going to suck. Mm-hmm. And so he ended up, I think it was like a few weeks in, ended up finding something temporarily, doing some like tree work or something like that, just to bring in some sort of cash until he got back into line work. And it was a short period of time before he ended up doing that. Really, I would say there was nothing too bad after once he got the job. It was just dealing with like family drama, like the stuff with like his ex, like they were going, getting stuff taken care of for, you know, his daughter and stuff, doing the custody support and all that other stuff, which was of course negative, but on the same aspect, nothing I'm going to talk about. In May, we ended up finding that there was a house that was available in the same neighborhood that was a bigger two-story version of what we needed and had more bedrooms. And we're like, hell yeah, that's perfect. Especially with as many kids as we have, you know, we need to have a lot of bedrooms. So we ended up moving into here. Everything was going really good. And then he ended up transferring companies to a different contracted place. And then they started fucking his paychecks. So they were telling him he was paying a certain amount, but they weren't paying him. And then every time he would ask about it, they'd be like, oh, no, I'm about to repair check. And you know what I mean? And it was like, we were constantly, but it doesn't add up. You're taking out this much for what? You know what I mean? Like, none of it made any sense of what was going on. So we started to struggle again. And so I mean,
and that's
summer,
tough because you like literally started out struggling and then you get something and then you're struggling again.
Right.
And then you like, get something, that's struggling.
That
again.
Has literally, I felt like, been this whole year. It's just been like this up and down roller coaster of what 2024 was. Where I mean, yes, it was a shit year and we went through a lot of really bad stuff, but in the same aspect, like it was just, most of it was financial struggle. I feel like this whole year has been like living literally below that paycheck to paycheck level of going, okay, well, if we don't pay this and we, you know, save a little money here and we try to like cut this off or do this. And it was a lot of like just trying to figure everything out, which has just been a struggle. And, but then he got into the next job, was doing well there. And then of course we went back to back with the two hurricanes. So then he was gone for like 45 days between both storms, of dealing with all that shit. And, then he got back and he was just absolutely exhausted. In the interim, we ended up adopting a girl in June, end of June. We ended up bringing her here and, you know, we were dealing with all that stuff, but none of that was bad or anything like that.
It's just a lot to deal with.
It was just a lot of it. Yeah. There was a lot of emotional stress too, just everything, making sure everything was taken care of in life in general and school and the kids. And then my oldest daughter was sick a lot, which she's like always been my bull. You know what I mean? Like she never got sick for anything. And then mm-hmm. she ended up with like, not like cough, cough style sick, like dealing with like feeling like she's in a blackout and her heart condition starting. And like, it was just like a whole bunch of problems. So we were in and out of the hospital for weeks. I remember like in 1 week, I took her to 3 different hospitals just trying to figure out what was going on with her because her heart kept racing and she was like blacking out and just having weird episodes. So we were in and out of everything.
Did they ever like say what that was?
Well, they were thinking she has POTS. They did end up diagnosing her with POTS, like beginnings of POTS is what they're thinking she has. Mm. That's what the cardiologist believes that's going on. And then outside of that, a lot of it is also stress and anxiety mm-hmm. done because she's got her own stuff that's going on, you know what I'm saying, with her father and stuff that's just been stressing her out mm-hmm. and you know, just the stuff that we deal with. And so that's been hard. So I think a lot of it was stress and anxiety induced too as well, which she has seemed to have gotten under control for the most part. Her heart condition has been doing a lot better. Like she hasn't been having like the like tachycardia style attack. So we've been doing better that way. But anyway, so he came back from storm. Things were good for like a couple weeks where everything was like, oh, we can breathe again. Everything's great. And then he got a job offer going to a company making like $12 more an hour than he was originally making. And they were offering like instead of him working like 40 to 50 hours, it was going to be like 60 to 70 hours a week. And it was like double what he was making now. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? By the time with overtime paying all that stuff. And we're like, this is a great chance for us to catch up, get all of our bills taken care of, get all of our debt paid off, get everything ready for the wedding. Like everything will just line up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up taking that job. He started on Monday, went to orientation, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, went to orientation, Friday, went to orientation. Was his last day of orientation. Then Saturday morning, he was going, was this Saturday or was it was a Friday? Sorry. So Monday to Thursday, he went to orientation and he always like every job he takes, he's like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And I remember Thursday night, like something just felt weird. It felt off with him.
You did say this.
Yeah. And like, we all kind of just like laid there. Like my youngest came into bed with us and she was cuddled up with both of us and she was begging him not to go to work that day for some reason the next day. And he was even emotional. Like he don't cry for shit. And even that, like he's like laying in bed and I could see his like eyes filling up with tears and like something just seemed off. So Friday morning he gets up 4 o'clock, starts getting ready, comes up to me and he's holding on to me and he goes to pull away to, you know, tell me he's leaving. And I like remember grabbing onto him. I was like, I wish you didn't have to go. And he's like, I know, but it's like, and it was optional, but he was just trying to make the money to kind of play catch up to with everything mm-hmm. we were got going on. And then I just, and I had that feeling and I wish I'd have listened to my feeling, but I held on to him for a minute and I was like, if I just hold on to him for another second, everything will be fine. And then he ended up leaving. Well, I was so exhausted because I went to sleep so late that night. So I wake up to Liz, like I hear her open her door and go, okay, where are you at? And I just remember hearing those words and it was like my eyes just went ding, ding, and popped open.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally sat up and I'm like, what's wrong? And she was like, Jess, Eric was in an accident.
That was literally like, I will never forget that phone call for my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, I will never forget it. Yeah. That's like hearing, because Eric's like a brother to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going, how do I approach the situation?
Yeah.
So I had to keep my shit cool, which anybody who knows me, like, I deal with certain things okay and certain other things not, but not only was it her in the room, but her youngest daughter, their youngest daughter was in the room too. So she heard everything and it was like, fuck, mass hysteria at that second.
Because it woke up my youngest as soon as she heard that, because she was in here on the couch that night. And so I'm like, where is he? And she's like, he's on 95. He doesn't know where he's at. And I'm like, okay, is he okay? And she goes, well, he's talking. I think he's okay. And then I hear her, but I can't hear his part of the conversation because he tried to call me and I didn't wake up to my phone ringing. Mm-hmm. So that's when he called her and I woke up to hearing her say, where are you? And so then I'm sitting there going, is he okay? And I can only hear her part of the conversation. And I hear, you're under the truck. Are you flipped over? And I'm listening to these and my anxiety is like, oh, now God, skyrocketing. And I'm like, I didn't even know what to do. Like, I was trying to move and I'm running around because I'm just in my pajamas. And so I'm trying to like put clothes on because it was cold outside that day. And so I'm like trying to get clothes on as quick as possible. And my youngest is like, can I please go with? And I'm like, just let's go because I'm not going to leave her here by herself. She's too young for me to leave her here. So we literally get in the car. I'm trying to just drive. She's still got him on the phone, staying with him on the phone. I call my mom and I'm like, at this point, as soon as I hear my mom's voice, I'm like, whoa. And I like just start panicking. Mm-hmm. Like I was like freaking out. She's like, I'm on my way. And I just remember like hauling ass.
And we remember seeing, like, as soon as we got on 95, we see the fire truck and the ambulance coming. Yeah, as we're
getting
us
on the ramp, we see them coming to get on the, to go onto the off ramp to come back around. Oh, right? God. And I was like, nah, fuck that. And I just kept hauling. Like, I was letting you, even if they were behind, I could see them behind me, but I was like, I'm not stopping. Like, normally you pull over. No, I was like, we're getting there with them.
Mm-hmm. You know what
but
I mean? Ahead, you could see more lights and sirens.
Right.
Where we were at. And we were like, okay, so she just kept going.
Yeah.
Because what do you do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Panic. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I was panicked. I just wanted to get to him.
All he was like, where are you guys? And I was like, we're on our way. Like, we're coming as fast as we can. Like, we're trying to be safe. He's like, please just be careful. Please, you know.
And I can hear him crying going, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I have to keep him calm. And I'm also trying to keep her calm while also like collectively going, don't lose your shit. Don't lose your shit. You know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't a funny situation because then he sent us a picture of what he looked like. And I'll never forget, like, going, like, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was bad.
He was bad. The situation could have been a lot worse.
100% could have been a lot worse. But I go to get out of the car and I'm like, I told my daughter, I'm like, I just want you to stay here with Liz for a second. Just stay in the car. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go up there. So I get up there and they won't even allow me to go to him. So I'm behind his truck and all I can see is like, and I walk to the side of the truck so he can spot me from through the passenger window, and he can't see me because he's talking to the police officer, and I'm looking and so basically explain the accident. So he's driving down 95. It's 4:50 something in the morning and there is a dump truck that was no lights on, no hazards on, no flares, no nothing.
On the darkest part of 95.
Yeah, like literally, yeah,
there's
like,
no lights.
There's
there.
No lights around, like getting close to like the bend and stuff. Like there's no lights whatsoever, and so it's pitch black. And he's driving down the road. He literally looks down just to turn on his cruise control, which takes like a quarter of a second to flip that button to hit just rear your thumb to make sure you're setting it correctly. And he looks up, and there is a dump truck right there, completely 100% stopped in the road in the right lane, and he plows it doing 70 miles an hour. And just, I mean, hits it so hard that when I got to the accident and I'm looking at the truck, all I see is his front windshield and the back of the truck. Like, I could have told you there was no front end of the truck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, at all.
No, and as soon as I seen those pictures afterwards.
Yeah. Those pictures, I feel like, didn't even do what you could see at the scene of the accident any justice. Because when I'm telling you, it was a half an inch, if that, from the windshield to the dump truck.
Like, it was almost kissing.
Yeah, his windshield was damn near kissing the back of that dump truck.
Well, and didn't we end up hearing, or you said that it took a crane and a tow truck.
Took two tow trucks and a crane to pull them apart.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It shut down the road for a long time, that accident. Yeah. But so once they got him out, they kept me away from him for a minute. And then once he spotted me, cause I walked into the grass so that he could see me getting into the ambulance, and he started hollering for me. And so I ran over there and I'm like, where are you guys taking him? And they told me the hospital, and I was like, all right, I'll meet you guys there. And he's like, can you ride with me? I said, babe, I said, I got the kid in the car. I got Liz is in the car. I said, I will be right behind you. I said, I will be there. Huh?
You could have rode with him.
I know. But in that moment, my brain was going, I just want to follow and get there. You know what I mean? So I literally hop back in the car. We got there at the same time and they got off at a different exit. Yeah. And my mom was already there. And yeah, but he ended up having a broken clavicle, not fractured ribs, but severely bruised ribs, excuse me. Mm-hmm. He wasn't able to move his left arm at all. He severed his whole nostril. It was just all of it.
Like side and bottom.
Yeah, yep. He's got a stab mark in his neck. I mean, just had a whole bunch of stuff. His eyebrow got, completely messed up.
I'm so thankful that I had that day off.
Absolutely.
Same. Well, I had just gotten off at, 3 o'clock that morning?
Yeah.
And I had just gotten home. An hour. I'd been home maybe an hour. And when we got in the car, when I tell you I was half asleep, you saw me. I didn't have my glasses on.
I know.
I had no fucking bra on. I had nothing on. And I was like, all right, let's go.
I know.
And I show back up to the hospital and they're like,
what are you doing?
The fuck are you doing here? And I'm like,
my brother-in-law. I know. Liz texted me and she's like, and it's like 5 something in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it was my day off. Yeah,
because you never wake up to your phone either.
No. Hardly ever. And text messages. But for some reason, at that early, I fucking woke up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm on my way. I literally fucking threw on whatever I had and I was gone.
And not both of us working in the same hospital in 2 different departments going, hold on, we know people.
No, like legit. And I'm telling you that, thank God.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Thank God.
Because, no.
Mm-hmm. So, moral of the story here is that he ended up walking away with his life. Thank God. Mm-hmm. That would have been worst case scenario.
Absolutely. Yes,
because if you had seen the accident, you wouldn't think that he survived.
No. And in the police officers were saying that. The paramedics, the firefighters, the doctors, they're like, we don't know how you got walked away with what you had. You definitely had
like an angel even showing over your shoulder. Them the pictures of the truck that you took at the tow yard. Absolutely. They were like,
it's
what total. The fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and unfortunately, insurance didn't cover all of it because we still owed $51,000 on it. They're only covering like 37, I think is what they're covering.
Why?
Yeah. So we're trying to get Gap to cover the rest. And, so now he's without a vehicle. And on top of that, he's not able to return to work because he's in physical therapy 3 days a week right this second. So we're back financially struggling end of the year. Yay us. But in the interim, I ended up at the end of or mid-December, I ended up starting doing classes for becoming a registered behavioral technician specializing in autism spectrum disorder. So
I'm so proud of you for that.
Busting ass on it, and I will be registered here shortly.
Did you finish the course?
I am almost done. I'm working my way through it, but I also I'm not stopping there when it comes to it because there's other steps that you can take in it because there's more than just one leg in it. You know what I mean? So I have other certifications I'm getting as well that I've been kind of trying to dual at the same time. So
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Seriously, that's an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
And you forgot to talk about, and the good thing that happened this year with you is that you got proposed to.
I did. We got engaged.
But that also ended up.
It ended up messing some things up because we were set up to have our wedding in November, and we had paid for our place and everything. Well, not the full price, but we had put our deposit down the place. We had put our deposit on our photographers and the makeup artists and everything. And this accident ended up us having to cancel doing the big wedding. So we lost our dream place to go get married at. But
watching you guys go through that broke my heart.
Yeah.
That absolutely broke my heart.
In the same aspect. Where you get married is not the important part.
And that's right.
That's what I'm grabbing onto and realizing. And just going, at the end of the day, it's about the actual marriage, not the wedding.
That's right. So. That's right. You have such a good outlook.
Well, I have to. Because if not, I'd be sitting in a house at this point.
Rocking back and forth. Yeah.
Okay, what guys. Stop it. Stop.
You
this whole episode you guys
head.
Have been doing that today. You're like all saying the same shit at the same time.
I know. Well, hopefully this year is going to be a lot better for all of us.
Absolutely. Here is to fuck you 2024 and welcome to 2025. It's going to be a better year.
Yes, it is.
So.
Yes, it is. What's it? Hold on. Hold on. There's a thing. To love, to honor. If you can't come in her, come on her.
Yeah. All right. We'll
cheers,
go with
bitches.
That. Cheers.
Oh, God.
I hope you guys know where our brains are 24/7.
Yeah.
Just in with that the little
gutter.
In the gutter.
In the gutter.
Listen, yeah. We want to hear your 2024 stories.
Yeah.
Sorry, or just your stories in general.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be 2024 at this point.
All stories in general, though.
I mean, there may be a few. We did get one request that was a little awkward today. Okay, so, yeah.
Like, let's stay on kind of the flow we're going, guys.
Yeah,
like,
we're not registered therapists.
We're fetish workers.
Or fetish workers. Yeah, no, like, not legit. Fetish that was workers. So fucking weird. We're not registered therapists. We're good at therapizing, giving therapy to people.
Good word.
You know, and talking and giving advice and stuff, but we're not like registered pediatricians that maybe you should not talk to us about. This is not a children's program.
Yeah. It is definitely not a children's program.
Yes, we have kids and we all know and have experiences, but we're also not like got our PhD in it to be able to clinically give you advice that you deserve to
hear
from a doctor.
And everybody parents different too, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. With that being said, of course, we want to hear all of the stories, whether it be about this year and running of 2024 or just any of your unhinged moments that you've experienced. We want to hear about them all, so you can go ahead and send that on over to unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com. Make sure you are liking, subscribing, and sharing this episode to anyone who absolutely needs to hear it. As well as we are on all major platforms, so you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Podbean. I mean, literally the list goes on, Pandora, all of them. As well as you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and the Snappy Chatty.
Snappy Chatty.
The Snappy Chatty. So with that being said, we hope you guys enjoyed our episode. Until next time, stay safe. We love you all.
Wear rubber.
Or that too. Bye.